I speak the truth, my content might just make you so uncomfortable. If you out here fibbing, being fake, no, I'm not one of you. I'm trying to take this higher from the bottom, nah, I'm one of you. Wonder who gon' recognize my worth, this grind been wonderful. It was only cheese between my Wonder Bread. I wondered where the bread was, trying to get my family stomach fed. Gotta keep my head up, I know my day gon' come. I know them days get brighter if you work, the shade gon' come, but prove them wrong.
What up, what up, what up? You are on the podcast with Talking Ish with Chris. Today, I got a special guest, Lex the Villain, my girl. She came out to see me, see what we going to talk about some stuff. Let them know how they can find you, Lex.
Hey, it's Lex the Villain. My ad is at Lex the Villain, LexTheVillain.
That's right. And I was sitting here, we were talking, she was letting me know about a lot of things that she likes to do, and one of the things is photography. Mm-hmm. And so what made you get into like photography and stuff?
Well, I've been doing photography for like since high school, mm-hmm. but it was more of a hobby back then. Mm-hmm. So I think like since it was something that I was like always had a niche for, always find myself falling into it. Mm-hmm. So about 5 years, I started taking it seriously, like went to school for it. Didn't finish, of course.
Where'd you try to,
Went to Solano for photography and arts and digital media and all that.
Okay.
So, didn't finish that, but have been getting jobs since then. Like, I just recently worked for DeadStockers, which is like a StockX e-commerce type thing. Always good. I work, like, light touch. Boats, took pictures on boats, do yachts and all that stuff, do parties and events.
Shoot, I might actually need you because I have some cousins that do a lot of concert events.
Oh yeah, I love concerts.
Which I'll show you, they go by Good People, and then the guy that I played for you, Bless, they're going to be eventually setting up their shows and stuff, and so that's something that I've been wanting to do as well as capturing those pictures and just learning, you know, behind the lens.
Doing this, oh yes.
And stuff. And so actually that's one of the reasons why I you know, wanted to pick your brain and stuff and ask you things, you know, because I like catching those still shots, those moments, those candid shots. Yeah, behind the scenes stuff. Like I was just showing you just me recording, you know, my cousins and what they're doing and then putting that into an actual, you know, little mini movie or something for them to just of how where they started to where their, you know, their finished product is. And even for me, just the stuff that I'm doing, like, you know, I got somebody that can do it for me where they can start filming me, you know, just doing my podcast and doing YouTube and all that kind of stuff, of just behind the scenes, you know, what I'm trying to create and do. So but yeah, that's one of the things I wanted to ask you too. And doing that, and when you, just out of curiosity, when you do that, like when they contact you, it's just like you had like a lookbook kind of like of what you did, or just kind of like just some of the work you've done.
I have a website. My portfolio is on my website. Well, if you
that's the word I was looking for.
Yeah. So basically, it. Where you started, your portfolio, everyone knows it, like my pictures, I throw everything on there. You could look at me, like you could even book me from there. And I look at my comments and see what you need. I get all the details from there. And I think it's always good to like really talk to your client. Like really understand like, oh, what are you really looking for? Like what are you looking for mostly? What is this for? Are you looking for headshots? Is this for family? Is this for personal? Is this for work? Like, what's going on? It's always a detailed thing, whether if you're dealing with
like a wedding or something.
Wedding or anything. Our family portraits. So that's mostly like how you can see me. I always think put your work on your Instagram. Put your work on every social media you have, like Snapchat. I don't care what it is. If it's your Tinder, put it on everything you have. Do not get, you do not know who you're going to run into, who you're going to hit your swipe that might just swipe by because they saw your art. Like, I only swipe by because you do X, Y, and Z. I saw your Instagram, you know? So just keep hustling. Put it out there.
Okay, that's definitely for sure. That, and that's just something too I wanted people to know, you know, that that's something that you do, and that, you know, they can hit you again. How they find you again?
You can find me at Lex the Villain, LEXT. I'm sorry. LEXTHEVILLAIN.
And what's your website again?
Lex the Villain, Adobe. Well, just type in Lex the Villain on Google. You should most likely find me.
Okay. Yeah. That's good. Okay. Yeah. So that way, you know, they can see some of your work.
I'm seeing it.
So yeah. Is that me?
Yeah.
Dang.
You popping.
I don't know why it's popping like that. Cause I, shoot, it'd be dry as fuck.
On the day you want to go do shit.
On the day you want to go do shit. Yeah, shit, but it's Friday. Okay, shit well, going on with the rent. But yeah, so since I've been doing my podcast, you know, some of the things have been somewhat, you know, tied to like, I guess you could say relationship and, you know, sexuality of that nature. This mic is really good. Like, just it for really, it to pick up.
It is. It is a really good mic.
Just to pick up and, like, not have to, like, you know, do it that way. I might use this.
I even be hella close to it or anything. Like,
you right, it really picks up. Well, right. And this was, like, $50.
Really?
In my home. Shout out to Tamika at, I don't know if I should say her job, but.
What, Best Buy?
What? I don't know, because she gave me the plug on it, you know what I mean? So, you know, shout out to her for believing in your black man. I'm going to send this to her, too. What was I saying? Oh, and so I was reading a text that you had sent me where we were talking about, I think it was about the... actually, first of all, before I talk about that, let's talk about that hoe you were talking about.
Wow.
With the baby daddy. What was his? Let me look this shit up. The girl that got the baby daddy.
Oh, Brittany Runner. Yes. I feel bad for her. It's like that moment when you just be like, pray for her. It really
keep
is.
Keep praying your prayers.
Because if you watch that video, I think other people watched it just like, oh, she's such a hoe. Oh, she's just going to get back out. I'm like, oh my gosh, she looks so sad to me. She looked like she's at her fucking lowest.
What you say? Show me what your lowest
looks
like. It would be her.
Yeah. Post a video of when you was at your lowest and nobody knows. So it's Brittany Renner right now.
So basically, so she got pregnant by what team do he play? I'm trying to find him.
I don't follow. I haven't followed sports since Kaepernick. You know,
I never follow sports. So
But I don't know why I stopped watching basketball because of that. But it just all came together for me. I got that. I wasn't a big fan and that huge of a fan. So it was easy for me versus people who are diehards.
Mm-hmm.
So, but he was still in college playing D football or A football, whatever the footballs are. So he was like, you know, the next potential dude to hit the thing. So she saw him and she's like known for trying to trap dudes. Like trying, you know, he's stupid, young dude, cute little light skinned girl, let me holla. Give her a baby.
With no condom. No condom. I tell y'all all the time, like, these girls is set up girls, okay?
Mm-hmm.
These girls don't wanna work. They don't wanna you know, figure out a career move.
That
or
it's need just, to be a basketball wife.
I just
want to
lay down on my back and get smashed in a Buick. It was clean though. It was clean though. It was clean though. The rims was nice. You know what I mean?
I think we do live in a generation where people don't want to work. They want to be on TV. They want to come a quick little come.
So the reality TV has made it. Created that type of culture where, like, when did wearing club dresses at 2:00 in the afternoon be a thing? Remember, that used to be for after 7:00, you know, they call it an after 7:00 or after 8:00.
I mean,
dress.
You're trying to get a man that you know what they're doing, you know what's it going on.
Now it's like you got on, like, you know, everything tight, short, and it's like, girl, we only going to AT&T real quick. to pay this bill.
Like, you know what you're doing. I'm like, I understand going out wanting to look nice, wearing maybe a sundress, something like that. Right. Like, I understand, like, but you know when you're going out for attention when we just run into Walmart.
Right, like... You know what I mean? It better be you was on your way to the party. You had to stop.
Exactly. But it'll never like, be I that. Stopped there and had to, no. You went right back to the house.
And got in your moo-moo and said,
like, you know what you did. Like, you really got fully dressed just to go out for like 30, 40 minutes, bro. Right.
Like, and that'd be the shit. Like, it'd be, mm-mm. You know, that's why sometimes I talk to my friends, like, you know, they be looking at, you know, I get it. You know, you looking at breasts and she's beautiful and all of that. And you're harder than $19 worth of jawbreakers. But it's like sometimes.
Wow.
Sometimes it's like you gotta look at, like, especially if you're a man that's in position or you're getting popular, especially if you're getting popular on TikTok, you're getting popular on any kind of social media. Sometimes you gotta start questioning why people are around you. You know what I mean? That come out of nowhere.
Where did that come from? I'm curious. Like, when did Instagram and Twitter and all that stuff become the level of, like, hate? Like, oh, I'm hating on his followers. I'm hating that he's getting, like, he's popping. Like, when did that become hate?
They was doing it to celebrities, so what was news?
Having followers? You knew celebrities was going to have followers.
But they still hated on them. Fuck you and your fans. You know what I mean? Like, how many times, you know what I mean? You know, Prince of Michael had a beef. You know what I mean?
Oh, they had a rip.
You know what I mean? Beyonce, you know, Beehive,
Oh, they go hard. I love me some beef, but they go hard.
They go hard. Now, the only person I'd be out defending is Michelle. Y'all not going to do Michelle like that.
You hella funny.
Because she, you know why? Because her gospel album touched my heart, her first one. And so I just have this special love.
I got this special connection with
her. No, because my mom passed when I was 14, right? So her album came out like 2 months after her funeral. So it was like, that was kind of like the only thing that kind of got me.
The song that
you
played over and
over. The song or the album, you know what I mean?
That's quite beautiful, though. That really is. And it's Michelle, too. I am a Destiny Child fan. Man. I don't like anyone coming for anybody.
Of them. I love all of them. I be like they don't mess with nobody. So it just be like, and I always be like, why do people hate on Michelle? But it be like, your favorite queen loves her. Like, if Michelle was that weak, she wouldn't be in the group.
Like, that ass. Like,
Beyonce is not.
And people don't even peep. Like, y'all realize Beyonce and Kelly have the same exact voice. And people just go so crazy for Beyonce.
But they don't realize Michelle was holding, or even Latavia and...
Latavia and Latoya, yeah.
They rounded out a whole...
It did, but even they brought Farrah in for a reason.
But nobody heard her.
But she didn't record on nothing. She had to audition to get in the group.
She auditioned, but she didn't lay no tracks. She wasn't on remixes.
She could have been. She didn't have time. She had to go home. She couldn't even get her bags.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't even. I couldn't get my bags. They told me you had to go. If you ever see that ABC family, and Beyonce was like, oh, you could leave tonight. Your play.
Just like, would you like my bags ain't ready? You could.
We'll send them to you.
Or do you want your bag? What's more important? Going home, getting your ass about my motherfucking studio is what Beyonce said. Like, no, it's not for you.
Exactly. It's like that shit. You know, I love Michelle though, so I always be rooting for her and stuff. You know,
I do. I even don't even like people coming for Latoya. Like, even in any sense, especially, like, when she got heavy after the baby.
Oh, Latoya Luckett?
Yes.
Oh.
I don't like any of her. Yeah, so she got heavy after the baby, then she had another baby.
But she, like, mad skinny now. Yeah.
I mean, she's not as skinny as she used to be, but, like, she's, like, older, and she just had two kids, like, back to back. Right. Like, so why y'all doing that? Whenever you come from, like, they came for Jessica Simpson when she got pregnant, too.
But they don't come for their fat-ass auntie when she had her fourth kid.
They do that all the time. Like, dude, like, really?
I think it's because of how we came to know them.
Yeah, like, they don't...
And we'd be like, oh, she ain't like her first album.
I'm like, you ain't like your first album.
Nigga, you ain't, a lot of people don't have their, like, high school shades.
Exactly, sure.
I still got my high school shades.
What you look like when her album came out.
Right.
Stop.
That's
I do not like that. It kills me. It kills me every time. Like, yo, people get older, they change. They're not gonna stay
the same. And it's yes, like, it's she funny. Just kicked out a whole human being.
Like how hard is that? And then the get upset when females do snap back too quick. Like
Tiana Taylor
and Dani Lane. Just like I didn't even know she had the baby already.
But some of them girls just be naturally skinny. So like, you know, them girls that you didn't even know was pregnant the whole time, exactly. And then you be like,
yeah, she did. But she
you like, you thought she
like did. Only the belly was big. Right. Everything you else, but like that was Solange when she was like her belly was hella big, but like everything just else looked was like skinny.
A P. Capital P.
Dead ass.
Yeah, like that shit. Yeah, so I it do suck for women that is like, you know, they lose weight or it's not fast enough or it's not, or they don't even feel themselves, you know, the way their body was.
It's always going to be a trying for females, for men too, for anybody with weight.
Period. Weight, period, yeah, because I don't know, I've maintained pretty much since high school, but I'll say I lost because at one point I ain't got big.
I think I lost more. I think I'm less than what I was 18.
That's when it started, like, coming off, and I was like, oh shit. And now, like, even now, you see, I got my little workout on the door.
Do the little routines and shit. Mm-hmm,
trying to do the little, you know, in your fat and breathing and sweating. Titties just slapping and bouncing, trying to get this chest off me.
Stupid.
I'm like, it's over. It's time to make this rock solid. So we go see. But yeah, back to your original question though, what you were saying. I think it's, you know, social media has just become the new, you know, celebrity. You know, it's the new entertainment, and you know, anybody can be famous for really anything. You know, like that lady that just whispered, "Eat pickles," like. It's people famous for just eating on camera. Like, come on, we didn't got that.
But that's what I mean. Like, are they really making... Like, I understand, like, the niggas that are making money off of it already. But the niggas who are just getting, like, hella likes...
But even the ones that are making money off of it, it's like, in the long run, you made all this content, but is it helping people? Like, I always look at, like... I'm not hating on people to like get your money, because I mean, if I can figure it out too, you know? But it's like, I always look at like, okay, I always try, not everything I put out, but some of the stuff I put out, I try to think with the intent of like, can this help somebody? Or like I always wanted to create things that like you could look back 10 years and be like, that still resonates. I still get that, or that still have. I always wanted to
age as well.
Yeah. Ages old. Like, I was looking at this African man, and he was saying, you know, what are you doing for your people? What are you doing that's helping? I had to make sure this was still recording. I was like, oh, we've been talking all the time. No, we good. We 17
this whole time.
No, we 17 minutes, right? Ain't recording shit. No, we 17 minutes in. So. You know, he was saying, what are you doing for your people? What are you, you know, doing to help them, you know? And I was like, you know, I think this is when I was still kind of thinking, like, what is a vision? Like, what am I doing this for, you know what I mean? And trying to figure that out. And so, like, I always try to do things with intent. Even though, you know, this is talking to Chris and I'm talking shit, there's still always some truth in what I'm saying.
Right.
I just might not have, you know, said it to you directly. But if you catch it in your window,
it's gonna resonate with
somebody, right? And then it's sometimes I say, or even just certain ways I say it or I put it, it's to hit a certain person, you know what I mean? Whereas like a lot of these people that are making content is just goofy ass content.
Just
like,
having fun making money.
Having fun and making money, and I ain't mad at it, you know, but it's like you made all this, but what did it really impact, or what did it really, you know, and maybe some would say it provided a laugh for me when I was sick. And that might be, you know, a way for, you know, for somebody else that see it that way. But I just look at it as some stuff that people be putting out, it just be bullshit. Just like music, the music be bullshit.
It just be bullshit.
You just doing it to make the money. But the art that you put out was damaging, A. And
Exactly. I'm glad you said damaging, because I was going to bring up the old podcast that the, you know, the Wheel of Fortune dude. Not Wheel of Fortune. I'm sorry.
Jeopardy.
The Jeopardy dude. And he just
making, Alex Trebek?
Yeah. You know, no, the one who was going to take over for
Trump. Oh, okay.
You know, he was going to take over to his old podcast from like 2016 or 2013, something like that. I don't know the year. Came out, and it's about he was disrespecting women, saying, obscene slurs and all that stuff. So yeah, he had to step down from Jeopardy. So right. You know, you were just making content. You wasn't really putting anything forth to the universe. You were just bullshitting. So yeah, it's gonna come back to bite you. Just if you just, oh, let me just try to make money. That's the only thing you're thinking of.
That's why I say I go back to with the OnlyFans and stuff. It's like, I get the hustle, I get the money, but it's like, this could come back around and bite you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, and then the bold, like, I remember when before fucking on camera, everybody was still trying to be discreet. You know what I mean? Now it's like, is that Barbara from Cash Lane 4? You know what I mean?
Niggas was putting their fucking OnlyFans on their car. They did not care. But like, yo, like, all of my OnlyFans, like, what?
And this is why I think curiosity, like sexuality, everything has changed, because sex has just become so wildly open in so many different forms that I just think like everybody doing whatever, you know what I mean?
Like, I thought it would be more like Pornhub, like amateur Pornhub.
Even Pornhub would have got smarter.
Yeah,
too,
I'm like, Pornhub should probably have done this first.
Right, or like
I could see that. Like, oh, they leveled their way up. I could see that, because first you can make an account, do your own little shit, but OnlyFans,
But they said they about to end that though next month. So
but I thought they canceled it.
Oh, they canceled.
Now they're not. They said that they took it back, unless they retook it back.
Or they gonna revamp the rules, because they said the people brought in $2 billion. They only brought in $1 billion. Now, how you the company and you bringing in less than what the people...
But that's what investors are. Investors are supposed to come in and cover you. Like, oh, you're worth $1 billion? Oh, yeah, we're going to throw $2 billion at you.
No. Not the people that's investing. I'm talking about everyday motherfuckers collectively pulled in $2 billion. They like, and we didn't get none of that. And that's why they like, hell no.
I did not know that.
They didn't really get a, you know, or whatever they 10%, whatever their little small cut is now, it wasn't,
you as a company,
that's like fake, that's like me making more than Facebook. How the fuck I'm making more than Facebook and they got all of that. That ain't how that supposed to go. See, with the pandemic, you know, that put everybody, you know.
And because Facebook had them, you could do tips. You're like, I don't think it even goes through, not Facebook, but OnlyFans. I don't even think it goes through OnlyFans like that, because they do like extra tips. Like when you really like something. No, on their OnlyFans, they had ways to make side money with their
money.
clients and stuff. So yeah, I could see them making more than that.
They should
be. Damn, the world is really horny. Like, it's crazy.
I don't even think the world is horny, but it's always been horny. I mean, that's why porn was like, a billion.
Yeah, but like, it's so much more open. Like, Even in Japan, they have like their public.
We've always been this. It's just now being filmed. Now I will say this. I believe it's times two, because people don't realize they're performing for the camera. So you're probably getting off a little more than you probably normally would. Mm-hmm. In your average horniness, just by yourself. You know what I mean?
You're doing for
the camera, and then that makes me nervous for the children, the kids. That's why I feel like it's important for parents to like, look, fuck sugarcoat. You need to just tell them like it is. Sex is not what you're looking at on OnlyFans. That girl that's sitting there with that goddamn horse, dildo, whatever, and shit, and rotator. Every girl ain't walking around doing that. You know what I mean? Like, don't. Okay, you want to get off to it, whatever. Just don't have that expectation.
There should be, like, understanding. I don't know, because, like, sex has always been on the television. Because I'm like,
I
never had the sex talk. I learned from HBO, Real Sex. Did all that shit.
Taxi Cab Yes!
That's all I learned about sex. I didn't learn no other way. My mama didn't sit me down or none of that. I learned from that. And it was still soft core. It wasn't as hard as
so you still
could
go out and look for that.
Exactly. And even that was a
misrepresentation
of what sex was a little more kinky, okay, I'm still going in not knowing the full story, but like it wasn't
now boom. One nigga asked me, it was some shit he seen online that he was like, fucking gangbang, and he was like, yo, 6 other dudes, and I'm like, what you mean? He's like, I'm trying to, and I'm just like,
what?
Nigga, I don't know 6 niggas that just ready to go like that. Like, you know, I might be thinking one homie that might be down with six of them, nigga.
He was asking you for 6 bros to be down.
To be banging him. And I was just like,
bro.
First of all, your coochie going to be
done. Why did you want this?
But they do, because motherfuckers are getting, there's a lot of gangbang videos.
But I feel like
it's getting into your subconscious, your sexual subconscious mind. Now you're going out here wanting it. And now, you know what I mean? And that, my thing is, first of all, that's 6 souls that you just asked to put inside you. Be careful of everything that you receive inside you.
Yeah, very true.
You know what I mean? That's 6 seeds in you. That's 6, you don't know what these men are carrying A to Z you are. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And then it's just like, everybody just don't deserve to be inside you like that. Like, I get the fantasy. And then it's like, if you want some shit, you do that shit in Montana. You go out to New York, get your gangbang. You don't do that in the place you live. You might see them 6 niggas again. You don't want them to be like, that was the nigga that... You don't do whole shit like that. You go out and you go to Vegas for that shit.
You're gonna be tagged as that nigga.
As that nigga. Like, you don't want that. No. Like, Tops talking about
that. That's some out of town shit. You probably tell your story.
Right,
you got drunk at night.
Right, you know what I mean?
Like, no.
Like, you want 6. I'm like, do you want to be one of the 6 dudes that's knocking it down at least? You know, because I learned from a pimp when I was young. And he told me never let a nigga run, ever run me. So I never wanted, and not only that, it just was a lot of, that just sounds like
just
a lot
like a
of work.
Lot. It just does. Love. I mean, like, if you down for it, you down for it, but like,
I ain't judging, like, get it how you live.
Exactly, but that sound like, I know, I'm the type of nigga like, I got mine, I'm done.
Right.
Like, I'm gonna go home.
Because it's like, that take too long, and it's just like, every dude is different.
Oh my goodness. So, bro, you know what type of night all this, like, is he all Henny? How long you gonna go? Like,
right, did he hit a coke, a couple like, lines before?
Exactly. Like, can we have an intermission in between? Like, what's gonna happen?
Shit, play some PlayStation real quick.
Shit, like, all right, I need some water.
My jaw is really tired.
Shit.
Go sit some Epsom salt.
Man.
But a lot of them are watching stuff like this, and I mean, and that's just the tip. I mean, I've heard some, some wild shit. I mean, to where I even found, like, dominatrix shit. Like, you know what I mean? I stumbled up on a dude. Now, that was kind of fun.
I
didn't go hardcore.
That's the only thing. I was scared to be chained up. So you got into it.
I was being the mistress, I guess, or mister. I don't know.
Oh, so you had
the
whip?
So I got over there, right? I just thought it was going to be a regular hookup. Boy, did he turn around on me, right? And so I get there, and I seen this little sex swing, right? And I was just like, oh, just innocently. Oh, what is this?
I'm intriguing.
Right? I'm like, what is this? And he's like, yeah. And so, like, I was swinging it around. I was like, ooh, this sturdy. He was like. So we drinking water and stuff. So anyways, we get ready to get to it. And he's like, I want to get in the swing. He's like, and I want you to punish me. And I was like, he's like, I want you to slap me. All this, right? And I'm like, I'm not slapping you like this. I don't want to play this game, right? But he's hot, too, at the same time, right?
So, like, you...
I'm trying to give him a little... You bitch. He was just like, no, like And so
give
give it to him. And so I was like, all right. So That was Fub pushed the shit out of his ass. Like, not like, you know, not a face or anything.
But
like in the chest and stuff like that. He had this paddle. I was slapping him. All of that. I made him walk like a bitch. I told him my fat ass was hungry. I said, get in the kitchen.
Yes.
And I really was.
He really, really be really getting off on that shit.
But see, I think he was in a... I didn't know all his... Because it was a hookup, so it wasn't like I was going to get all the tea.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was like in a kind of powerful position. Like he did something.
Because
the house was very nice. Money. He made money, right?
So he's like a CEO or some shit. Where
I don't know, something like that. I don't know. I'm not for sure. But it, you know, the little bit I was, you know.
Peeping. Okay. I could see. I understand, like, people get off on different shit.
And I asked him, I was like, why are you, you know, he's like, I'm in control of so much other things. He's like, it feels good not to not be in control of, you know, things that I have going on. And it wasn't until I drove home, you know, you replay the conversation in your mind, and I was like, you know, I don't know, maybe if I was, you know, doing so much, because I would ask men a lot of questions, guys that have wives, and why are you doing this, or why, you know, I always would want to know, like,
you know, I would too.
Best get behind and get a nigga laid out naked, you know, so.
That's so,
right. You know what I mean? That's when you get some questions. And I would ask, like, well, why are you, you know, doing this and stuff? So, but I say all that to say, like, a lot of them are watching this porn. Even that's why I say with people here, they're like, oh, these niggas is gay. I think a lot of these boys is just watching porn and watching boys that, more, let's just go with masculine heterosexual boys having sex with each other just for the money. You know what I mean? You got straight dudes out here hoeing themselves in the gay community.
That's very true.
Just to get the money. They ain't gay. They don't really want this motherfucker. I'm still trying to figure out, you know.
Some have girlfriends.
Some are married. Married. And will slang some dick for a quick couple thousand. Like, you know, I hear about it in Marin County and stuff. They, a lot of niggas go out there, get with these white rich dudes and break them off something, you know what I mean? A couple times my back was just, well, I was like, I don't know, maybe I should, yo. But I'm
almost there.
I got too much. I got more of them. I have sex with, men to heal them, not to. I'm like, I'm gonna try something else before I do that. I have sex with men to heal them, not necessarily always for money. But yeah, so stuff like that, I think. You know, a lot of them watching porn and then just wanting to have sex just to get off with each other, but they ain't really trying to be, you know, romantic.
Yeah, I think that mostly. I'm a type of. I don't even think that there's really an orientation. I think that's basically something so that we push them on us, because I think sex, body is body, sex is sex. I think. Motherfuck it you. Comes to love when it's different. That's when there's a difference. Is when it comes to, like, I love you, and I could have fucked all these people, but I love you.
Right.
You know, that's a difference in that. Like my body is one part.
It's one part. Of my mind and my emotions.
Like, how I feel with you, how we, like, when we talk, when we watch TV, when we're connecting on a whole nother. Like, all you take is, like, that Erykah Badu. You could take me to, like, if a bitch could give me that Erykah Badu, I'm like losing my mind, wearing some different shit.
I look good in this. Right.
Learning stage, like, oh, bitch, we in the house just smoking weed and doing making music. I'm like, I don't even make music.
Cutting old records. That's true. That and that's why I say, like, being gay is more than just, you know, the sexual aspect. It's the emotions, it's the heart, you know what I mean? That's why I say men stick their dick in anything. They will fuck on each other in jail. They'll fuck on each other in the military.
It's considered survival.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. And they don't want, not all, you know, but a lot of them don't want, you know, the romantic, the relationship. Some men don't get along with men like that.
Yeah.
They don't need to be in a relationship with no man, you know what I mean? So it's just like, you know, and some men be like, oh, I could never be. I'd be like, that's because you thinking about the next grizzly ass nigga you know of getting what I said, you know, turning out isn't just, you know,
a connection.
It's a connection. The guy got to be comfortable with you, all of that, for any of that shit to go on. You know what I mean? It has to, you know, be chilling. Y'all have to be on a different kind of wavelength for that stuff to just, you know, go on. But then again, I don't know. Motherfucker get them high and drunk enough. You know what I mean?
You don't know what could happen.
What could happen, you know what I mean? And I've had weird stuff. Like, I don't even know why we own this. Since we own it. I had dudes pull their dick out on me or like randomly like.
Dudes pull their dick out no matter what situation it is. The first time I ever seen a dick, and I didn't know what it was in, like, kindergarten. No, it wasn't even kindergarten. It was, like, third grade. I want to say Miss Elena class or Miss
Spencer. I remember in the teacher, though.
No, it wasn't the teacher, but we were in class. Right. And a little boy, he pulled his dick out. He said, look under the table. I'm like,
look at
it. I looked under the table. I was like, what is that? He's like, touch it. I was like, I touch it. Like, what is that? It's like squeezed. I'm like, what is it? And it took me to another 2 years to like, this nigga pulled his dick out on me. And I did not fucking know what it was. It wasn't until I started watching HBO on Real Sex. I'm like, oh, he pulled out his dick on me.
People don't realize how educational Real Sex was for children in the 90s and early 2000s,
bruh. Dead ass.
I learned how to put a condom over my mouth from a hole from Hunter's Point in New York. I was doing that shit so early years.
All the tricks.
All the tricks. I missed them old hoes. I need to go buy the DVD of Real Sex just to go back and look.
I didn't even think about that. I should do that. Or even and Taxi Cab Convention because I bought the Corner. You remember The Corner?
Like, on HBO?
On HBO with...
I think I seen like the rerun. Like, you know how they re...
Yeah, the rerun. Dude, that was my shit. That was like the first... what is it? The Wire to me. That was like the end. Like, oh, like
this Snowfall was the, and all that
and Snowfall and all that shit. Like, ooh, this shit was so good. So I bought that shit off Amazon and it was so good the second time watching it.
Especially when you older and you like you like, get
oh,
it.
Oh shit, that nigga did. Oh, I see why y'all got that nigga.
You know, I would end up watching too. You remember that on Showtime, Queer as Folk?
I love me some Queer as Folk. That's how I learned about sex. Oh, gay sex. Yes. And I hate that the L word wasn't as good as Queer as Folk. Queer as Folk has so much sex and raunchiness. I'm not the first one to invite. You know what a rim shot is?
I was telling this guy, and I was like, you know, this, because he's like younger than me, and I was telling him, like, this is what I had to try to figure out, like, you know, even though they were white, you know what I mean? But it didn't even matter. It was the only thing I had, you know? And I mean, and that probably just across all color lines, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I was like, you know, so I watched it again when I was like 28 or something like that. And it was just funny because I was like, oh my God, I understand all of this. Like, I felt bad for, what's the boy name?
The blonde one?
The blonde one.
No, I forget his name.
Justin. And I remember, you know, being in love with older guys, you know what I mean, and being 17, 18.
Because they knew what it was.
They knew what it was and stuff. And you know, just like, because I felt his little heart broke when he, you know, taught him the ropes, groomed him, and then just let him go.
Oh, why you doing like that? He's still a kid. You know what you was doing, bruh. You toxic.
It's toxic, but I look at it like, you have to go through that.
I hate that, though. Don't you hate it, though?
You hate it because a nigga that's 17, 18, just as old as you, ain't gonna know shit.
Exactly.
So it's
like, y'all gonna figure it out.
First of all, we already got a sneak and hump. You know, you go over to the older dude's house, he got the cows, you know, the apartment, you know, whatever.
He already got that shit.
So, like, you know, you look at it now, and it's like, yeah, it's like, it does suck. Like, I don't know, shit. When did you realize, like, you know, like, okay, I like girls, or was it like all the time thing?
It was. I think I always knew. Because there was a point in time where, like, I was mad at God. Because I was like, make me a boy or stop letting me be gay. Type shit. So it had to be like a young thing because I was like very negative God at that time. And then once I got into it, I think once I became very more comfortable with it, it was more like
understanding of the world.
Yeah, more than that. 23 was when I really, and that's when I got into my first like lesbian relationship, dealing with that, to like understanding the ins and outs of living with a female, which is not easy. It's not, mind you, y'all both have y'all menstruals around the same time. It's not an easy situation. It is not.
She drinking tea in the blood. You drinking tea in the blood.
And just like that. One of us gotta go. You. Arguing on dumb shit. But yeah. And honestly, I've only had, like, that was my only relationship I've ever been in for 7 years. Mm-hmm. And that's who first kiss, lose my virginity to, mm-hmm. done a freak first threesome with, mm-hmm. first person I fucked a dude with. Like, just, that was my first experience, everything. Period. And my first heartbreak at the end of the day. So I hate the fact that you do have to go through that thing, period, just to get to the, like, oh, okay, this is life. We're real. Okay. All right.
You be in that young mode. We're going to last forever.
Let's get married. Have kids together. It's never going to end. Oh, I can't stand this bitch. I cannot do this. I know what I'm looking for now. Okay.
Yeah, well, right. Because every time she chew, it just...
It's just like this bitch. Oh, my God. Like, we probably was better friends than anything.
Right. And that happens, too, sometimes. Like, you know, y'all date or you mess around for a while and then it just didn't... But you end up being better friends.
Yeah,
you
know what I mean? I really honestly believe, like, oh, another lifetime or another, another lifetime. We would have been friends. Would have been like the best of friends too.
All right, sometimes even at that time, you know, it takes two mature people. Like, sometimes time, you know.
Time can bring you together. Like, I ain't not bring together,
but not bring you together to be in a relationship, but bring you together to be cool and cordial and still rude and support.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean. As long as they ain't hating, you know, yeah. You done moved on with, you know, Kimberly, and here she Kimberly like, again. You know what I mean?
I feel like that's the type of thing. Like, we're probably getting into like 60. We're in our 60s and shit like that. Like, hey, girl, remember back then?
60. Y'all both in the same seats. Y'all both
see each other in life. AARP
issue. Right. Y'all been, I be still beefing shit, in the doctor office. You got bad knees, she got bad hips. Nigga.
I can't believe it.
Setting it off in there and still mad about some shit in 2017.
Exactly. Let it go by then. We let it go by then. I don't know. But like, well, I think once we get like over the initial burn, it's possible. Mm-hmm. But I think that's possible for anybody. Like, the television, like, I never thought like friends or television shows where exes break up and still stay in the same group
of friends
is actually possible. But I've seen it actually in real life. Like, oh, y'all is really cool. Y'all really is.
I mean, as long as everybody else stay kind of mutual, like, look,
like, y'all had a pass. Like,
don't fuck up our shit. Yeah. Y'all can't.
Don't be Jordan for fucking best man. Don't do that. Don't come in here, Nia Long, and try to fuck a buck with a married man.
You know what's crazy? I need to think of the best man too, right?
Oh, I need to rewatch that. But yeah.
But I need to see the first one. Okay. I need to see Best Man over again. I still don't understand why Love Jones is all of that.
You know, I never seen it fully through. I remember seeing clips
on BET. Because you know that's not the fuck out of it. And you never,
I don't remember the storyline.
Like, I never got why everybody was like, oh, it's just so. And I'm just like, I never got it. What's another black movie I still
Jason Lyrics. That's the one
with
Jada, right?
Yeah. I remember seeing it.
I know it's a brother situation, like the brother kind of holding the other brother back, but I don't remember like how it.
I just remember them, wasn't they writing letters and Jada was out in the park with their little early 90s mullet. You know, it kind of curled in the back.
Yeah, it kind of flipped in the back. Yeah, stop playing. Yes.
I didn't, and I remember his booty was hella hairy.
I forgot about it, then you just put it back
hairy,
in my
it
head.
It was hairy. It was
it was so sensual of a scene. Like, okay, I guess. Right.
But yeah, that's like heck movie. That,
you
like,
know what other movie I want to see with Jada in it? Oh, I forgot.
Low Down Dirty Shame? That's no, my favorite movie. It's like, I got that.
I do love Low Down Dirty Shame. I mean, I watch that like every 3 months. So
it's a good half movie.
Every time they put it back on Hulu or Netflix, I'm back on it. But there's another one with her and Lorenz Tate.
Kingdom Come?
What is it?
Wait, Jada Pinkett and Lorenz Tate?
And Lorenz Tate. It just slipped out of my head.
Oh, it was in the 90s?
Yeah, it was back in the 90s. That shit. I remember seeing it like back in the day and like really into it, but I don't remember the movie, the premise of it. It was good back in the day, but she done everything.
Lorenz Tate acted a lot, so it's hard for me to.
Oh, yeah.
I can remember Dead Presidents?
Dude, I love me some Dead Presidents, but not.
Oh, you talking about.
I can't remember the name of it.
No. You talking about when she was getting ready to move.
I think it was like a summer movie.
At the end, it was at the end, her son was on that bike, that big wheel, and is that the same movie?
No, it's like she's young. She's a kid. She's like really.
And she was, remember she had braids and she was like, yeah, I'm about to leave.
You're talking about. No. You're thinking of. What is that movie? I know what you're talking about.
You remember she was like, yeah, we about to leave.
We about to. I think I'm with the. She had the dookie braids.
Yeah, hold on. I got the computer right here. We really mad.
No, my shit just ready. So I'm like trying to get on it and shit like that.
Because I'm really trying to think. I watch all our listeners probably gonna be like saying the movie.
I know, they hella dumb.
Right. Let me see movie. Jada Pinkett movie. Okay.
And so okay. Like, talk about how much of a legend she is.
Oh, you're talking about Menace to Society.
No.
That was the one I was talking about. Where, with the big
damn, they've done a lot of movies together. I did not realize that.
I love Woo. That was one of my other favorite movies she did. She was like, you didn't have to hit him. Yes, I did. No, you didn't.
Inkwell. The Inkwell. With her and Lorenz.
That low budget ass movie.
Yes. I remember watching it as a kid and I was like, yo, that shit. I remember like watching it and being hella into it, but I do not remember the story.
I remember a BET show
that. I remember her shading him and then coming back. But damn, they did do a lot of movies together.
Yeah. I wonder if they ever dated.
You think? I wonder if Missy and Timbaland ever did it.
I always thought that too.
I never trust sister and brother. That whole sis and brother thing, you might have had a moment that y'all was getting it in, but like,
but
now that's
Missy strike me low key as Olivia.
I think she could do both.
But I think she mainly.
I think she is.
See her with a band.
But that's the thing though, she talks about both. That she ain't never fronting like, yeah, she talked about eating pussy and she also talked about getting fucked.
I think we just gonna be catching it in her lyrics.
Yeah, you gonna like really listen to it. This is like, you really listen, like, yo, she has talked about that shit.
I think Missy is, I think, couple of other women.
Okay, people who like Missy, Queen Latifah.
Oh, we
everyone just.
The Brad, when she came out, we was like, child, we was talking about that in 2001. We ain't tripping about you.
Did she come out?
Yeah, because remember she got that reality show with Big Booty Judy.
I know, but I didn't know she ever had to come out.
She pretty much did when that girl bought her like a Rolls Royce or something like
Wait,
that.
Wait, pause. So, like no. Don't tell me she came out when she started dating Big Judy. No way. Because there was a rumor with her dating.
It was always rumors. It was always rumors. But you never heard her come out and actually be proud about it.
She was fine.
For us, because we old. We old as fuck. So we been new. That's just like with R. Kelly. We don't give a fuck.
So
we been
like
here.
An announcement like, you know what, you guys.
No, she. Here, now you got me. She
basically.
Did she say
I'm gay?
Yeah, she's the loving of all people.
I'm hella mad because that was my crush back in the day.
Man,
and the fact that imagine that I could have got those. I could have hooked up. I could have hooked up back in the day.
Raven, well, how old are you? What, 34?
I'm 30.
Okay.
She's only like 4 or 5 years
old. Oh, she's older than me. She's like,
that's good. We good. She's only like 7 years older than me. I could, like, that's not bad. If J. Cole was not too old for Nia Long, I was not too old for Ray.
Wait, J. Cole and him?
Cause no, you know, he had that rap. My only regret, I was too young for Nia Long. But she said she has an interview and she says like he's not too young. Like, he's fine.
No, she's still in her 40s. Or at least at that time when he said
something like that. Still look good, amazing.
Yeah, she did. She came out on the Tamron Hall show.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, I've never watched Tamron Hall. That's so crazy. Yeah. I did not know that.
Yeah, so
I thought it was just I thought she came out in like the 90s, to be honest.
No, it was just always out, you know.
It was just people's assumption.
Because she was so tomboyish, and you know.
But, and it wasn't like Aaliyah tomboyish, or it wasn't like even.
She was somewhat sometimes cute, or she would open up her shirt here or there. You know what I mean?
I saw her mostly like she reminded me of just a mini Jermaine Dupri, a little big.
Like that first came out, but as like the 90s went on, she kind of got cuter. Then remember she did?
She did the one on the beach.
Yeah, that's when she started doing sexy.
Even that was a shock. That was a big exclamation
for her. Yeah,
like you know, we did it because we was on a beach and it was a sexy beach, so we did that scene. That was like a big thing, the brat and the bikini. But oh my god.
Like, you see her, like, she, you know, she would show titties and stuff. Like, she, I mean, that's more 2000-ish, but the brat is cute. Like,
the brat is very gorgeous.
You know, she
but that's what I mean. I'm just mad her style was just more, right. It wasn't, she didn't go for the sexy tomboy. She went full tomboy.
And what was the stereotype? So, if remember back in the day, you hear if a guy wore his earring on the left, that means he was gay.
I did not understand that because there was something like both ears pierced.
But it was a gay thing, though.
It's like Dorothy?
Well, remember, niggas couldn't just be out like that. So that's why those things existed. You had one earring in here, that was a way to signify
that it's cool to
that it was
down.
Or you know, whatever other little things that were down. Crazy. That's how
that's
a lot
some
of this
like underground railroad.
That's why
shit.
Like you be seeing dudes hooking up in bathrooms still and stuff. That's because that was the only way men in the '30s and the '40s they would leave their wives or the gay guys or whatever. They would go hook up in the bathroom because, you know, women ain't going to go in there.
Yeah.
And then you go back, chill with
separate
your wife.
Way.
Go your separate ways, or you know what I mean?
That's cool.
So that culture continues to live on now. Now it just got crazy. But I never got into that. But it just, you know, but I knew people that did. Or, you see it online and stuff like that. But I was like reading. Like, I'm always trying to read stuff. Like, why stuff is in the community. And I think a lot of people in the community don't realize some of the stuff we do is passed down culture that really we probably could break these cycles because we don't have to live like that no more.
You know, I just found out, you know, in the Baptist church, they keep the white hand, the white gloves as culture.
I got my white gloves hanging up as like a jersey in the church.
Yeah, but that's the thing. But they bring it down as cultural, like, oh, it's just tradition. But I'm like, oh, I didn't know that came from slavery. It was what slave masters would make slaves wear so they wouldn't be able to steal. And also so they could like, oh, I'm going to the bathroom. So they could be recognized.
Yeah, one hand.
Yeah, so they could be recognized. It was basically trauma. It's like we don't know, and we don't know the history of like we're passing down trauma.
And a lot of black churches don't teach their people their own history. Like my grandfather is a pastor, and one of the things, at least when I was going there sometimes, he would, you know, talk about God or whatever and all that. But he would also educate his people about political stuff that was happening, that was going on. It don't make sense for you to be buying little Johnny Jordan and this motherfucker can't get a D.
Very true.
You know what I mean? Like, he was always talking to his congregation or whoever was, you know, in the congregation more than just church. And I wish a lot of churches would do that. Talk to it's not like you can tarry all day long for Jesus, but it ain't gonna change nothing if the people don't get up and do something.
Exactly.
If you know, but then again, it's like, how can the pastor teach anybody or whoever's the leader of the church teach anybody when they don't know themselves or they don't choose to read? Now, you quick to pop open the Bible, but you ain't quick to pop open other books, other things that's gonna help you.
Educate your shit, but
I had a thing with my grandparents, you know, where now I'm starting to question religion and things because they were like, "What do you mean?" I said, "You guys told me to take Black history class, so when I take Black history class and I start to learn stuff, now I gotta start looking back at stuff that I was taught." Mm-hmm. And now I have to reevaluate this whole religion thing, and I have to reevaluate why is, I'm not saying God don't exist, but maybe in the way that I'm learning it, it wasn't the best way. If I was to have children, is this something I want them to know or learn? I never forget my teacher, Mr. Parks, ninth grade. He was like, "I can guarantee you, you wouldn't be a Christian if you wasn't born in a Black family." Mad true. Because when I look at my friends who were Muslim, or looked at some of the other Latino classmates that were Catholic, or you know what I mean, and just like my grandma said, they right and they wrong, they grandma and they mama and them said the same thing, and then it makes you be like, I don't know about this, you know.
It's crazy, like it because I came to that same railroad with my like my battle with God and shit, because I was like an atheist for like probably from middle school to like 25, right? So my whole thing was the gay thing. I was upset about that. But also, I went to a Christian school. So it was really hard to question anything in the Bible. It was just like,
nobody want to use their brain outside what they read, like, and it's frustrating.
Oh, he was just like, because I know there's a question I asked. I was just like, why? Because they say, oh, and then God will punish you. I was like, why would God punish us if he made us this way? Right? Mm-hmm. If he knows what we're going to do. He knows everything. Before, he knows everything that's
so
going to happen.
So why even let it play out?
Why is he? Why, exactly. Why
then
he going to punish
you? Then they hit you with, oh, because he gave you free will.
He gave you free will. Then why give us free will if you want us to follow exactly what you want us to do? And I was like, okay. And then you're a troublemaker then. Just like, sit down and shut up.
Because they really don't,
they don't
know.
Instead of just saying like, I don't know, just follow God.
you want it to be superior, and it's like,
you're like, you don't have the answer. Just say that.
Just say that. Like, that's what I say. I'm like, y'all don't look at these stars and these moons. There's whole other galaxies out here with planets. You don't think it might not be other people on there? I don't know.
I don't know. Exactly.
But why did he make them?
Exactly. That's why I honestly believe in God, but I have my belief in God, but it's not religion for me. Religion, mind you,
organized religion.
My thing, like, Christianity is what we're supposed to be, but like Christianity was given to us by the white man anyway. Why are we continuing?
You know, he didn't remix it, flipped it, and reversed it.
Wrote it different. And another thing is, like, I feel the Bible is, it's been, mind you, the Bible was given to us by the white man. It had to be fucked with.
It had to be fucked with.
Mind you, it's from a different
language, time period,
and like time period, everything. It wasn't written for us to even truly understand, because even some of the stuff like the Virgin Mary, like in America, virgin is, you never been touched. Your hole's still there, right. Your hymen's still there. In Latin, it means just woman who could have a child now. That's all it means. Like, it, though, mind you, we're reading it for us, but it was written for other people.
And be like, well, Jesus got pregnant. I mean, Mary got pregnant. And it's just like, so you mean tell me all the laws of physics on this earth? Mm-mm. And she got pregnant, and we ain't talking artificial civilization. unless there was an advanced civilization that was going on during this, and we just, it's just not documented. Mm-hmm. Somebody was knocking there.
Exactly. That's literally all, like, in there, in Hebrew. That's what I was like, in Hebrew, that's what it means. It literally means she was having sex. She was in bearing. She was able to do that at that time. But because languages changed throughout
time.
Meaning, definitions, and stuff like that. Like leche in Tagala and leche in Spanish.
And milk or something like that.
And leche in Tagala is a sexual word. I forget what it was, but I got in trouble for saying
sperm or something.
Yeah, I got in trouble in Christian school for saying leche. It was just like, no, you can't say that.
Like, that's like candy or something. You called that.
No, it was sexual. I don't remember what exactly what they said it was, but they were like, I got in big trouble for it. But it's like, you're not, you gotta take everything on a grain of salt. I honestly believe the thing that God gave us was our senses, our signs, our feelings, and what we,
and
like,
this already,
our brain. Like, what, you know.
God is already in you.
There's a feeling when you do everything. Like, you feel like, you know you have a feeling when you're cheating on your wife. There's a feeling. It gives you, like, you're still gonna do it, but you know, you have that feeling, like, I know this is wrong. I'm doing something bad. You have that feeling in you. Like, yeah, that's what he gave us. To do good and to
and
do
you
bad.
Don't even have to be taught necessarily that. You can be dead, wrong, or right. Sometimes just innately, you know, comes in. I mean, when you see children, children aren't taught hate. They're just very loving. They're only taught that when somebody...
That
us. You know, so...
And kids are so... And you know what I realized? It was so real, like, to, not switching the color, but, like, can you know, like, how advanced hood kids are? Like, speaking wise, like, from, like, not even being in school yet. Like, I realized that from, I really think, like, the study of children's mind, mm-hmm. like, need to be in depth because learning from...
Because they have fun. They saw
yeah, they're so... Fun. Versus somebody who went to kindergarten who still, like, still has that... Or preschool, not mm-hmm. kindergarten, but preschool and still speak kind of like, broken.
Damn, nigga,
it was just like, they're still... like, just daycare and they still speaking kind of broken versus mm-hmm. the kid who's the same age as that speaking, like... Even it might even be a cuss word, like God damn. It's been like, you're like, damn, and you're using it in the right way.
Way in the right meaning. Like, you said motherfucker,
you're
right.
Like, oh my goodness, you guys are advanced. Like, if you could put this power that you have to
do. As a kid, I think that's how we all learn to cuss. Exactly. You know what I mean? And
how well they like how well like
I
like,
think we discredit ourselves. I really do. Sometimes. I think because we didn't have a way to document it is why it don't seem like we were that smart. But I feel like we were because we were. I remember they said anywhere if you were born anywhere from 1985 to 1995, you were born in some of the sweetest spots because you got to still see what hard work, getting up, going to work looks like. But because we were born right at that tip of the technology and mm-hmm. internet age, like we literally, I remember still dial up. Yeah. I remember still you had to go home yes. to get on the internet. Like mm-hmm. it wasn't a job. Like even when I moved here, I moved to the Bay at 19, I was working at Kinko's in Berkeley. People still had to, UC Berkeley was right up the road. You still had to come get on the internet. Come to print. You didn't have you your own printer.
Like 10 cents for a printer.
Yeah. It was like 38 cents. And come to print. Even did pictures. Mm. It wasn't no digital pictures. Like, niggas was still printing 4x6s. Yeah. You yeah. know what I mean? Like, and so, like, people don't, like, don't realize, like, we really were on that cusp, you know, that sweet spot of just technology. And I think, like, we don't give ourselves... so much credit, like, yo, we was figuring this shit out, like, how to do stuff and went through all these different, like, these kids don't realize, even your phone plans, y'all got it good. Nigga, I remember you couldn't call till after 9 o'clock
oh,
or
you
after
had
7.
Nine?
Oh, yo, don't do me like that. Don't do me. Yeah, I was dying. You was at Sprint. I had after 9 at weekends, okay? Like, my grandma would go bad on me.
Oh,
like,
bro.
Why you send the text messages?
Do not run
the
limits up,
or
the
text messages.
Oh,
they was 20 cents a minute. A
oh,
message.
Oh, my goodness, bro. Those were like... My dad used to be so mad. I was always on my... Oh, I miss the days you was on your parents' plan, bro. I miss those days, bro.
And so the plans was cheap. That was like $50.
Was like, but they would complain all the time off that shit, but...
Oh, you
I was having
on
fun.
That phone,
I remember one time we had we were living in a in the apartments, not an apartment, but in a hotel. We had to stay in a hotel for a while because we had a big accident at our house, and the party line was our only entertainment. And we weren't doing party line like we want to hook up. We were kids. We were fucking up. We were just like, and you want to come fuck with? We're Siamese twins. Like, I'm a leprechaun. It's right. Like fucking with dudes who really try to fuck with bitches. They would be so fucking mad.
Some of
them
knew you was young. It was still like, y'all.
No, what time like, stop playing. We were joking.
We were just like, these kids. Yeah, come over, bitch. No.
Stop
Because your mama already said, don't let nobody in the house until she get home at 9 o'clock.
But we ran up that bill because it was our only entertainment.
Mm-hmm. I remember three-way, we used to set up somebody because they were talking shit. And he'd be like, so what was you talking about? Shit. And then you come in and say, yeah, bitch, what you talking about? You talking about
that? Do not the bad, bruh. I do not fucking like that shit whatsoever. I always ask, like, somebody on the phone. I'm paranoid to this day. To, like, hey, somebody on the phone. Back. Who on the phone?
Stop. I'm still waiting. Like, even when I click over, like you know, you be on your cell phone.
Oh, yes.
I still be like, I'm going to hang up and I'm going like, to call you back because I don't know if the shit.
It's like, anyway, what are you doing? Like, you the ops?
And people, and these kids don't get it. It's like, listen. It was some glitches in the in between of this technology, so sometimes you thought you hung up and you end up clicking them in and it be
like they be right there.
I'm still on. To everything.
I remember, like, back when you used to hang up the house phone, and sometimes the next nigga would still be on the other phone.
Keeping
it on the three-way.
Or would just be on the other line. And
that's how my mama found out I was about to have a fight. Because she was on the other line. I was like, oh, yeah, I'm about to beat this bitch's ass at the bus. It's about to go. And next thing I know, like, the next day, my mom picked me up for school. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, I heard you on the phone.
And hey, you ain't about to fight. You ain't nobody. About to fight.
Nobody.
I know you was like, yeah, Melinda, my mama saved your ass. And I was in the fuck you up, Melinda. Probably something you didn't need.
Most likely it wasn't meant for me. I'm not that person.
And I was talking to somebody from high school too, because I was like trying to ask them I was trying to ask her, like, what do you remember about high school? Because, you know, everybody got their
different memories of
stuff. Yeah, of like stuff that like you just don't remember. And so one girl, she was like, you a fucking snitch. You always been a snitch. I'm like, why are you calling me a snitch? And so she bringing up some old shit by school, right? And she was like, what? I was like, well, tell me what happened. Because I was really trying to figure out, like, what happened. And so she was like, it was some dude. I guess he passed away, like, before we got out of high school, like, maybe our junior year. But we were, like, freshmen at the time. And he was fucking with her. She was short and small, you know what I mean, and had certain little health issues at the time. But she always held her own, you know what I mean. Like, so he was fucking with her, put her in the headlock. You know, he might even like her, maybe even, you know what I mean. But just you know, fucking with her and stuff. And so she was fuck you, bitch. You know, just like she was like I never heard her really cuss like the kids was talking about. She was really cussing, you know what I mean? You never really heard her do that. So.
Oh, okay, you mad.
Right, you mad, right? So, but I'm on the sideline looking, right, laughing. Might have probably been instigating, who knows? But so I get the choir class, right, because that was my first class. And I, you know, you remember you get a little slip to come to the office or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? First, I'm like, oh, a nigga about to go home early. You know what I mean? It was like, no.
Oh, they called you up? You talking about about to pick you up?
Remember
you
get the little
piece slip? Like, ooh, I'm going to stop at McDonald's before I get home.
Okay, I'm about to watch the TV, catch all the little shows you don't get to see during the day. Kids will never know that either, nigga. When you miss programs, you just missed it if you didn't finish VCR. Like,
before that, I remember when Comcast first giving that shit. Remember TiVo?
Mm-hmm.
That shit was
the
first.
Little cable
you had to buy that shit. I think I wasn't doing that.
Man, yeah, the VCR was still better.
Bruh, you had to record it.
But they, what was I talking about? She, get the little slip. I'll go to now, mind you, I think I had did something bad like that say week. Not like toward her or nothing, but like somebody I cussed out, or maybe I got in trouble at home or something, right?
Uh-huh.
And here's why I say all that. So when we got there, the principal was like, let's just call her, you know, Kimberly. The principal was like, did Kimberly cuss out Tom, you know? And I was like, no, but see, Kimberly shouldn't have been.
See,
I was like,
what happened was.
And so I just threw her right under the bus, right? Because it was kind of both of them, really, really. I'm not even going to hear that. It was really both of them, but I guess it was how he asked me the question where it was like I ended up just being like, yeah, so it was her, it was Kim. And so she was like, snitch, snitch, snitch. She was just like, nigga, all you had to do was say no. And he was hitting on me. You gonna say that I was cussing? I said, well, you was cussing about. But and so we were talking on the phone or on Instagram, and she was like, why did you? And I have totally forgot about that experience, but I did but remember that
faded her mind. She was mad off.
And I had to think, I kept thinking like, why? And the only thing I could come up with was, I think I did something bad. Like, I either had grades or like, my grandpa probably already had got me. So it was like, yeah, nigga, I don't even know. You are, don't get me involved with this office.
I
didn't want
to be a part of this. I just want to go back to class.
Learn my note, me. I'm holding my note. You dragging me to some shit that happened before first period.
Why did you bring me here?
Hell of a man, right? Because I was already like, you know, because I'm thinking I'm in trouble. You know, because I was always pretty, for the most part, a good kid. So when I go see the dean or something, you know what I mean? I'll be like, fuck, you know. So that shit was funny, but yeah, it's just funny how people, you know, remember certain things that just like, You try to think, because I was trying to think a lot of stuff, you know, even like people I haven't found out used to call me gay. I'm finding out them and their lovers together. I'm like, ain't this a bitch?
Like, oh, you was calling me gay because
you was gay. Right.
You trying to deflect.
But I think, honestly, I think them niggas was haters. You know why? Because I was cool enough to hang with both. I was
and you always were able to be open.
I wasn't open. No. Oh, my grandpa, I just told you who my grandpa was. Hell no. That didn't come out at all. Like, I still wasn't like, oh, I know I'm gay. Yeah. Like, that came like my senior year, and that more so like, but before that, I think it was because I was cool. Because I, you know, I kicked it with the girls. You know what I mean? It had a female like personality in certain ways. Well, I was sassy. You know, I was out here giving it to you, working it. You know what I mean? But I would always be cool enough with the boys, the boys, you know what I mean, too. Like, I could hang with them and talk and kick it, whereas the ones that probably really was secretly probably wanted to be kicking it with the girls. But because how things are set up, yeah, and the rules go, they had to stay stuck over here, whereas me, I was a hopper. I was just in and out, so I look back and like, maybe that was why they was kind of hating, you know what I mean? Like, and maybe I just didn't see it that way at the time. I don't
would
know.
Would you rather ask them if you see them? Like, off Facebook, like, I thought, but like, why did you always do that?
And
you
it came now from so many people. I don't know if I could, well, not so
like,
many,
if you ever
but
seen, like, one, like, if you ever seen maybe, one maybe in the streets, one, like, so,
maybe one, but like I said, it's been, I've been going out of high school so long, mm-hmm, you know what I mean? I don't even remember a lot of, I just can remember the situations more so than who, because it came from females.
Everywhere.
It came from, you know, a lot of different family. Like, it came in different ways. So, I, like, it's certain people I can remember them saying it, but I don't even know if you really could say they was, you know, teasing me. It was more of just, it was inside a roast. You know what I mean? Oh, shit, you're gay. I was crazy. You know what I mean? And it never was like, it was never like teasing me.
Yeah.
It would just be mentioned or said, and then we moved on from it.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it was never like, it wasn't until I got to my senior year. And my senior year, I was in high school and I was in barber school. So I would go to high school. Well, I started right after my junior year, I started barber school that summer. So then by the time I, you know, school started, came back, I was a senior. So I would go to high school and then I would go to barber school. This is where it gets it. It really started to, these, I always say this is one, and I probably talk about this experience, but this is like one of the best experiences that could have happened for me, aside from learning a skill or a trade,
right,
that could help me through life. I was in school with a bunch of dudes. Maybe out of 55 students, 8 or 10 were women. The ages range from 17 years old to about 75 years old. So it's all this wisdom and knowledge in between. And this is still the day before social media. You still had to talk. I had to talk to you. I would listen to stories. A lot of these guys were in and out of jail or going to jail while we was at school. You know what I mean? I was learning how to sell coke, weed.
Yeah, get in the gang.
I was shooting dice in the back. I'm learning how to finger blast girls. I'm learning all kind of shit. You know what I mean? These is jail motherfuckers. You know what I mean? So I'm learning shit that I probably would have never been exposed to. And sir, it was those guys that was telling me I was gay.
Okay.
Looking back, if I was just a little faster, a little more faster, I could have did some things around that school. Mm-hmm. But I didn't need to be doing that. But, for you. But you know, you look back, you're like, oh. But it was those guys that told me I was gay because, you know, when I look back at myself, we flipped it. You got to think about it. I'm 17. I'm at a barbershop. Nothing but purely niggas coming through. So I'm losing my mind inside. You know what I mean? I'm putting grease in niggas' hair extra longer than I should be. You know what I mean? I'm giving you you know, if he was really cute, I'm giving you the best taper of your life. You know what I mean? I'm hitting your shit. Like, all of that. You know what I mean? And so, you know, they would say little things or make, because I had the feminine personality, they would say little things and maybe some of them low-key got down behind closed doors, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Especially, you know, like I said, a lot of them were jail dudes or, you know, it wasn't too many clean-cut, you know, guys.
Something popping. Yeah.
Or just dogs cheating on their women, you know what I mean? That typical thing and stuff. Yeah. And a lot of them, you know, so, like, I remember, like, right before I graduated high school, this guy, this Mexican guy, I grew up in Bakersfield, California, so it was a lot of Mexican, a lot of Latino. Shit. And it was black guys in there too, but.
I haven't been to Bakersfield. I've seen
right before Bakersfield. LA. Yeah,
I've seen Bakersfield.
Probably on the, yeah. It's on the 5U on the outskirts. Yeah. So, and I was born in LA and all that stuff.
Oh, really? When did you move out here?
To the Bay?
Yeah.
When I was 18, uh-huh. 19. Because I had a lot of families. We used to always come up here, you know, for vacation, summers. Mm-hmm. So when I was like, ooh, when I get grown.
Shoebies. Shoebies. You never watch Rocket Power? The tourists? Oh. The people will come here for Six Flags.
No. Like, we came up here because, like, my family is.
Oh, they
Richmond, from, they San Francisco, oh, San Jose. They, so it was always coming up here. So.
Oh, okay.
By the time I came around in life, you know what I mean? So, you know, when I was 18, I was like, oh, or when I was younger, I was like, ooh, when I get grown, I'm going to move to Bay Area. You never really think you're going to do that, but I really did, you know.
Move to the Bay.
I left.
It was fun
on
the vacation.
Right. But it was the best thing, because if I had stayed in Bakersfield, I don't think I'd be who I am now. Because, right. Like I said, who my grandparents were, I couldn't do a lot of things I would have been able to, that I did here. Nobody knew me.
Yeah, you couldn't be as free as open.
Right. My family knew me, but they not gonna be in the spaces and places I'm at, and if they there, nigga, what you doing here? So then we both need to shut the fuck up. You know what I mean? So they wasn't gonna see me cut up or be loose or whatever, so I didn't have to worry about that either. You know, but being there at that school, those dudes, like right before I graduated high school, you know, he pulled me to the side, he was like, come here. And I was like, oh, what? He was like, look, I know you gay.
I ain't gay.
Chris, I'm not dealing with you right now. he was like, I know you gay. And he said, but I don't think you know how special you are. And I was just like, he was like, you are really pretty, and there's going to be a lot of men after you. Never heard myself be called pretty before. Never.
That's the shit that, like, I feel like isn't being passed down much. Like, that's them, like, yo, I need to pull you aside before you leave, bruh. This is what I need you to get right.
And was like, right. And he was like, it's gonna be a lot of men after you. You make sure you get around some niggas that's gonna love you and protect you, because you special, Chris. He was like, don't be, you know. And some of the stuff I just didn't understand, to, you know, because I hadn't went that route yet, so I didn't know. You know, cut to a year later, you know, my legs kicked up somewhere. But you know what I mean? You know, but at the time, it wasn't clicking. I was just like,
What are you talking about?
You know, he was like, you know, it's going to be a lot of guys that's going to be after you, trying to get with you, trying to, you know what I mean? And you're special, Chris. Nobody's like you and stuff. Like, because I had a lot of those guys' respect. Like, I had to hold my own, too. You know what I mean? Like, from them roasting me. You know what I mean?
Survival.
Like, I'm back here squaring up with these niggas. Like,
yes.
Like it was, like, I'm going to show you the picture. It almost looked like I was in prison. You know what I mean? It's little stuff that I do that somebody told me years later. They were like, nigga, why you doing jail shit? I'm like, oh, that's just how I learned.
That's how they taught me, I'm a jail nigga.
But I didn't see it like that, you know what I mean? I was just doing it, you know? And then they're like, nigga, what niggas you
see, that's how shit get passed down.
And I appreciate, you know, that whole experience. I mean, because I was learning about life. They were like, don't be like us. Don't be getting in gangs. go to school, Chris, go to college. If I could do it all over again, I would do it. Nah, I didn't finish college, but I went. You know, I went, you know, for about 2-3 years. But, you know, I still did, you know, for the most part, what they said, I didn't get in trouble. I didn't, you know, do gangs and drugs and all that kind of stuff. I didn't get, you know, involved like that because they would show me what it could do. Where I'd seen guys on their last strike and would be gone, wouldn't see them again, yeah, you know. Or
scary shit.
Yeah, guys that was...
That's just, fucking scare factor. Fear yeah, factor.
They was serious about me, you know what I mean? I remember one dude was... I kind of fucked somebody's shit up one time. You know, I'm learning in barber school.
What do you mean? Oh, the hairline?
The haircut up. It was all fucked up. Like, I'm talking about the motherfucking tape. It was an afro.
It was back
here.
It was an afro.
You know where the hook part meet, where black yeah, man got that hook meet? That taper was that high on the afro, right? So, of course, we went to, like, whip my ass or whatever, and I just remember all those dudes, like, no, nah, that shit ain't going down. Like, they was, like, you know, little damsel in distress. Ooh, y'all just...
y'all got my
like that. Like, oh, my God. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I remember a lot of things that I look back, like, you know, I don't even know why I'm on this. We way out. So, like, just... I guess the feminine qualities I had, like, them dudes didn't want other men touching, like, we had to learn how to do facials. So they didn't like every other man, because that's part of the state glory of learning.
Really, but men do facials in the barbershop.
Yeah, but it was early 2000s. You know, yeah, now.
I mean,
yeah, now these little soft ass niggas. You don't want to do facials and tweeze they
like. Let me
shit.
Get this. I need
get this.
You know, what's up with my skin? You see that?
So I got used to, you know, so that's the thing too. Just even just how masculinity has changed. It's an adjustment. So they didn't really want, you know. And you know, a lot of men don't get their hands, you know, calluses and shit. Yeah, nobody want to be so, you know, here me, old fresh hands, you know. Oh, no, I want Chris to do it, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Plus, it was a way to go to sleep, too. So, I was charging, well, I'm going to need $5 in or so, $10, you know. But it's just those experiences. And then even after that, I got older and I got some more game. It goes back to don't be letting niggas fuck on you like that.
True.
Don't be, you know what I mean? Don't be messing with dudes that all running the same clique. Your name going to be around. So I never messed with, or I tried not to mess with anybody that ran in the same club
even
groups.
Know each other.
And know each other.
Like,
now,
at least knowledgeably.
Right. Now,
each other.
What fucked it up for me was when Facebook started to become more popular. Now you're starting to see who all knows who. And then, you know what I mean? And then, you know, I started finding out, you know, oh, they friends? Okay, I ain't even dealing with
not
him because I don't know, you know. So it was just those lessons, you know, that I appreciate, you know, grooming me for this life. I guess I don't like to say lifestyle because I feel like it's just life.
Exactly. It's just really...
But I say lifestyle sometimes too for the listener because it is a different lifestyle that is promoted through entertainment or through what they most, you know, gay life basically is different than what we typically is promoted to the
average
person.
Yeah, what they think it is. I think they just think gays have sex all day.
Well, they think that and running around with glitter and all
that.
It's like,
we just have, like, it's a party all day.
Right.
Like, we just have no...
But I blame some of that on the gay community.
True.
Really, the white gay community. But
I mean, that's the only community that started.
That really funded it.
Yeah,
we ain't have shit. We still trying to get the AIDS.
Other letters were added.
Right. And it's like, because I was telling them, I'm like, the parts that they're showing you is the fun, everyday parts. You know what I mean? You can find what you see on TV, you can find that on a Saturday night easily or a Friday night easily. I said, the part they don't show you is the everyday gay person going to work, the everyday person struggling in a relationship or battling depression or, you know, the everyday gay person, just everyday stuff. I'm like, that's how I always say, that's why I want to create that script to show different kinds of gay people.
Script leaning.
Like, I want to make a show. Like, I want to, like, a show about
now I don't want to say gay life, but just about people, same gender loving people.
That's so crazy because I have an idea for one, and I have a basically it's not just gay girls, but if the main character is two lesbians. Living life. They in the beginning you'll see them together, and then you're gonna see like their relationship change, how they are when they're together, when they are how they are when they're apart. But you also gonna see like their advice from their straight friends or their friend circle, like how a male friend would interpret your relationship versus your female friend interpret
and how
your
you
relationship.
Get a whole new perspective, which is why I love talking to my straight friends. Guy friends about this shit, because gay guys gonna give me this or girls are gonna give me this, but this guy's gonna see something
exactly. And then you can come form your own idea, like, well, I come up with a medium, and that's what I really want to focus on that thing called illogical people. Mm-hmm. Basically, because you know we're talking about relationships, like God giving you a sign, you still ignoring that sign. Mm-hmm. Like that's everybody, like we continue going to that stupid, like going to that relationship, going back, like keep doing the same thing is insanity. And expecting a different result is insanity.
You gotta realize that person ain't gonna change.
You're gonna have to change it. So like illogical people, and it's not just the lesbian, like you're gonna see their friends go through their relationship, their marriages or dating life, going to school and all that stuff. So I want it to be like L word, meet the girlfriend, meet queer as folk type shit. Mm-hmm. There's another one.
Insecure,
all that, like in one. Atlanta, all that in one. Like just their relationship base and how they're going to get to okay in life. Like this is what we're going through.
And that's what I'm saying, because it's the same thing. I'm trying to also to play on the emotional and the mental for the viewer to understand this type of man. Or to understand this type of woman, and why they make these decisions that they make, and maybe where it stems from, and how it can have a positive or negative effect, you know. And I don't even damn near want too many characters. Like, I'm so tired of every time I watch something black, they got the most feminine gay dude, and it's like, I don't have a problem with the feminist gay dude.
But there's more. All.
It's just as fucking more. Right. And that's what I'm like, why does this nigga keep getting a shine all the time? Yeah. And it's like, even you, as a feminine, know there's more to gay people than just how you come across.
And you know what's so crazy? Maybe it's me, how I see it and stuff. You know, like, even that gay character that is straight at first, and then like he has to come out the closet.
And then he goes like,
where did this can come from, my nigga? Last season you were straight as fuck.
Like, why can't you?
And it's not even like a progression, because I remember like back when, like at one point I did think there was one way to be gay. Like I thought you had to be the stud to be a gay.
Because that made you think
oh, that's the only way I could get a pretty girl to like me is I have to be a girl. It took me years to get to the point like, okay, I could dress how I want to dress. But that was a year progression.
That's why representation matters so much, because like I said, I'm watching queer folks, so I'm thinking I gotta be bitchy and catty all goddamn day. And it's fun to be that sometimes, you know, you with the right crowd of people, but it's like, I was always trying, I've had straight people tell me, like, yo, you not like how I think gay people are, or you're not like this gay guy I knew, or, like, you know, being hella messy, or, you know, saying the wrong thing. Like, it's like some of that extra shit you just don't have to do. And they're like, well, I should be my, I'm like, you can be yourself, but let them get used to you first.
Yeah.
I'm like, let them, you, gay people got to take in the fact that, hey, everybody ain't been around this. So you got to move a little slow and be patient with them to kind of catch up to.
I completely understand. There's like, I also hate when like, there's two things, like people expect that like as soon as they come out and they're like, oh, I accept me being gay, now you need to accept. I'm like, no, they're going to need a minute. Like Caitlyn Jenner.
Start off.
Yeah, yeah, like Caitlyn Jenner was, I didn't like that she was mad at Kris Jenner for coming out. Like, I mean, not for coming out, but she was mad. Like, yo, you gotta give Kris time. Like, you were her husband. Like, she's like, not just gonna be okay with it. She's not gonna, like, give her a minute to be, to come to, like, realization. Like, yo, y'all had kids together. This is something, this is heartbreaking. This is embarrassing.
And gay people don't really take that same scenario. That's just like, if all of a sudden you found out your mom was a murderer and she been killing like 20 people for the last like 10 Jeffrey years. You gonna be below.
You gonna be like, what the fuck?
Like, I'm not trying to compare killing again. I'm just saying, when you once known something as this, that's just like find out there's aliens and all of a sudden your whole existence is gonna be blown because you're gonna be like, I came to the world to know it like this and now there's actually more out there. Like, yeah, people don't. That's why I say, like, you got to give straight people time to catch up. You got to
It may take time. Some people, like, I know gay couples that are like, it took me and my family 10 years to be okay with my relationship. Yeah, it might take that long. Or even, like, if you, like, but if there's less of a push, it's like the vaccine. Like, if there's less of a push, I think there would be more of an acceptance. It's like, okay, I'm going to give you a minute. I'm not going to push this on you. I understand it's a lot.
And you have to be, and the thing about it is people have to be prepared to, like, look, when you come out as gay, you shouldn't even be asking everybody to accept you. You need a lot of rise too, why people be uncomfortable, because you really aren't still comfortable the way you say you are.
Exactly.
But it's like, you can't expect everybody to accept you first and fuck with the people that fuck with you, period. If that mean cutting family members off, that mean cutting daddy off, auntie, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, sometimes I was prepared
the time
to.
Period it is.
I was prepared to, like, if I was gonna lose everybody in my family, like, I was gonna be okay with it, because what I couldn't do was be phony to me for the comfortability
for
of you
else.
To try to play like I'm straight, and that's what would have happened to me if I had stayed in America. I'd have been playing a whole straight ass line.
The bullshit, and I'm like, people go for years. This is like
that's too long. I couldn't.
There's a television show happened. Where the dude comes out at like 75. Like, 75, you're just now being real to yourself? That is so sad.
It's sad, but it's the world we live in that we don't let people be the, oh, shit. We don't let people, we don't let people be themselves. We don't let people.
Whatsoever.
You know, so you know, especially if you're 75, oh my God, I can just imagine what being in your 20s.
You had to be doing some sneaky shit.
Oh, no, it's not about the sneaky, but that's what I'm saying. You had to be sneaky. Like, I could just imagine longing for somebody you really want to walk down the street with and can't
do it at all. Imagine, like, being in love with somebody in your 40s and finally coming out 75
that's what I tell
and that
you,
person
man, now,
is gone.
That part.
And like, oh my God.
And that's what I tell people now. Like, I tell young dudes now, don't be older just now. You don't want to be old just now sucking dick in the gay community. Because gay community already rude to older men, period.
They already rude.
Rude. You don't want to be, because you're going to have to pay for it. Mm-hmm. If you a certain age. So, this gay one is rude. I'm just telling you.
It's your fault. You just kind of too early.
That's what I say. I tell young guys, I'm like, if you're thinking about it or want to, do
it
now. Try
it now.
Do it now. Don't be.
And I think that's the one thing, like, we're so stuck on, like, oh, there only has to be one way. Like, no, try it now. Try it now. And there's too much taboo out there for, like, especially men, because women, of course, women, it's easy to go out and try
and
whatever. But, yeah, they're able to try whatever, and then men aren't, it's taboo.
It won't let, that's because it's a man world. They said it was okay for good for women. Because just like that shit with Normani and Tiana Taylor, I don't know if you saw it on MTV Awards, Normani was performing, and toward the end of her performance, Tiana Taylor came. You remember Janet Jackson?
Oh,
she
she tied her up. She chained her up, and she was
which was a half lackluster. It was like, if you're going to do Janet Jackson, you better do it right. Not sit your ass down.
I hate gay for pay. I absolutely hate Lee. I call them Katy Perry's. I do not fuck with that shit. Like, oh my God, you're only gay because it's extreme
but
it's okay.
Shit,
but then
the shit to do is like, nobody. Where are you at now, Boosie?
Still dreaming about Lod's eggs at 3 a.m.
Right,
in the morning?
Like, why? You know, like I said, it's okay for two women to play around and do whatever. Like, I've heard heterosexual women tell me this personally in my face. Oh, I'm cool with basically messing around with another girl, but if my man wants to mess around, then I'm leaving. Hell no. I mean, that's not fair. I'm like, what if he's still a good man? He didn't say he wanted. Well, I can't compete. Bitch, you can't compete with Jimmy from up the street. Sit your ass down.
That's like, the thing, though. Like, it's so like, you can't go and try it. Like, women could go.
And tell me what, you can't compete,
men,
bitch.
Men don't be like, I can't compete. They be like, give me the try.
Right. Do like, men say that when you get that goddamn dildo? No.
Shit. I mean, it's so... It's been one-sided. It's always going to be one-sided because men feel... I feel like men did create this. Create the fact that man has to be a strong...
But thing. You know, but here's the thing, though. You know why? And this is why the feminine gay man is promoted. Because if you show the man that's what you just said, strong and everything, but likes to still get bent over, they don't. That's too close to that, threatens the manhood. So we rather front off the feminine gay dude because he's easier for people to swallow and accept. But if I show him just like me, which that's why I want to make the script. Uh-huh. But if I show him just like me, it's gonna threaten the manhood, the height, the patriarchy, the everything else. But it's like, y'all doing it anyways.
Yeah, like it's a, they're like, oh, okay, there's gay men and then there's men. Like, no, he's still a man.
Still a man. He's a man. He just got a little, his wrist is bent. But yeah. And I'm talking about for the gay men who still identify, you know, you gotta be politically correct. For the men that are still see themselves as men, rather regardless of whether they're feminine or not. You know, or the trans men and stuff, but for the masculine male, you know what I mean? Like, that's why, like, when I was younger, I took all my black female cousins, most of them, or at least tried to get them, the ones that was around me at least the most, and I had them go into clubs with me, and I did that with my sister too, because I wanted them to see what gay really looked like, because I was even blowed. Because I had an image of what I thought gay was when I was younger.
You thought it was just flamboyant.
Until I started, exactly. You know, I'm 19 hanging at the 21 and up clothes, parking lot pimping, and he's just, I'm talking, yep, in my white tee, you know.
I'm a gay boy. I wanted to be my baby daddy. I was like, I don't even care if you're gay still. I just want you to be my baby daddy. You are gorgeous.
That's what I'm saying. Like these dudes was super masculine. So I was just like, so I took them to the club because I wanted them to see, bitch, it might not always be another woman. Uh-huh. It might could be even watched to his best friend too.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody wants it. I think we're tied down because the world wants it to be because
people tired of having, yeah, people tired of having sex with the same. I think sex has become so freely. I think two men have just gotten tired of fucking the same.
I think that's what happened with celebrities too. I think celebrities are
that's why they be doing it.
Mm-hmm. I think they be doing it.
When the pussy or the dick is just coming to you so easily.
It comes, yeah. You don't try different shit.
It maybe that might even be abusing things, sex, you know what I mean? But I think you start wanting other stuff. You start stuff that used to turn you on once as a teenager, early 20s, ain't doing it for you no more. You know, you need to take it a step up. You know what I mean?
You need the level. You might be having sex too much too. Like, you need to calm it down.
Calming down, or you jacking off, or looking out too much, or playing, you know, rubbing too much. Or whatever, you know, is your fancy and stuff. But I think she did some good content, I think.
I thought we flowed very well. Yes.
Definitely invited back to the show anytime.
Definitely. I'll come back anytime, no worries.
Definitely, definitely. Well, y'all, we didn't talk about an hour and 38 minutes, and Daddy's stomach hungry. I know you're hungry.
Yes.
We're going to go ahead and end this. You definitely will catch us again together. And that's at Let's the Villain on Instagram and Facebook as well.
Facebook, everything. Mm-hmm. Let's the Villain at everything.
Everything. All right. And you already know it's your boy Talking Ish for Chris, TalkinIshWitChris. And I'm on all your social media, streaming platforms, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever else you may get your podcast listening at. I am most likely. So until next time, y'all. Bye.
That was fun.
Yeah, yeah. That's a price. That's a price. Yeah. Grow Louis mode. None of this is scripted, life a movie role. Play my part, show them even through the bloopers you could grow. Found my reason, fly shit, I be dressing like some solid season. I keep it solid, a morning, a noon, and a evening, yeah.